And let us pray. Most holy God, grant that what we speak with our lips, we may believe in our hearts, and what we believe in our hearts, we may show forth in our lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I love words. Today we are in week three of our sermon series on the Lord's Prayer, and the line of the Lord's Prayer we're focusing on today requires me to define one of my very favorite words. Perhaps you're familiar with it, perhaps you are not. The word is providence, but I'll get to defining it in just a bit. 2 weeks ago, we kicked off this Lord's Prayer series with a message from our district superintendent, Reverend Kermit Culver. Kermit focused on the first line of the Lord's Prayer, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." He talked about how the first line of the Lord's Prayer sets the stage for the entire prayer because it speaks of who God is, our Father, our parent and creator who wants an intimate relationship with us. It speaks of where God lives, in heaven for sure, but also as close to us as a parent often is. And that first line speaks of what God is, that God is holy, that God is perfect, sinless, merciful in ways we can never be. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be, holy is thy name. From there, last week we turned to the line, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." This is a line centered around learning what God's heavenly kingdom looks like, a place where everyone is honored and cared for, and it's about being part of making God's kingdom real here on earth. Now, here in the third week of this series on the Lord's Prayer, we finally turn a bit to ourselves because after two lines that are completely outwardly focused, first on God and then toward others, the third line actually mentions us. Give us this day our daily bread. And here's where we will turn to the word providence. According to the Westminster Dictionary of Theological Terms, providence is defined this way: the Christian understanding of God's continuing action by which all creation is preserved, supported, and governed by God's purposes and plans for human history and for human lives. A far simpler definition of providence is divine guidance or care. When thinking about the theological concept of providence, we can't escape the fact that the words providence and provide are different forms of the same thing. God's providence is God's provision. It's God's hand at work in our lives, providing for us in many different ways: food, clothing, healing, comfort, guidance, rest, challenge. Years ago, a friend sent me something from a memoir written by Christian recording artist Amy Grant. In one of the sections of this book of hers, Amy Grant writes about each line of the Lord's Prayer. This is what she wrote about today's line. "Give us this day our daily bread, my daily bread, whatever I need this day. God sees it better than I can. Maybe my daily bread includes rest, maybe peace, patience, direction, creativity, work, wisdom. Even more, He, God, can see what I don't need, the things I wander after, the things that swallow up the hours and leave me empty. Whatever you know that I need, God, today, I'm asking you for it." This is the essence of providence. that in God's own mysterious ways, God provides for what we need, whether or not what we need is what we want. Give us this day our daily bread. Gracious God, give us what you know we need today. When Jesus taught his disciples the Lord's Prayer as the model for how they should pray, he did so within what we call the Sermon on the Mount. And the Sermon on the Mount comprises all of Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7. It is one big, long teaching session from Jesus about what it means to be one of his disciples. The bulk of the scripture we heard today from Matthew 6 is all about stuff Jesus said about not worrying. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? Interestingly enough, these words come just 12 verses after Jesus taught his disciples what we call the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer is found in Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13. And today's words about worry come in verses 25 through 34. The words from Jesus about not worrying are his way of fleshing out the phrase, give us this day our daily bread. Give us what we need today. Give us this day our daily bread is all about trusting in God's provision for us. This line of the Lord's Prayer is about trusting in God's providence. To worry is to lack trust in God's providence, to lack trust in God's provision. To worry is to lack trust in God's guidance and care for us. In many ways, I think the concept of God's providence and trusting in it is the basic concept of our Christian faith. Trusting God will provide what we need, even if it isn't what we want. The concept of God's providence is one of my favorite theological concepts, and if I'm being perfectly honest, the reason I love it so much is because I struggle with it so much. Trust, generally, is not one of my strongest natural character traits. Yet as I've gotten older, I am so aware of the many and varied ways God has provided for me and cared for me through it all. And as I've gotten older and gotten to know many more people of faith, I've also had the privilege to learn many and varied ways God has provided for others and cared for them through it all. And if I'm being even more honest, the season I'm living right now is one filled with worry over God's provision. As we've gone through this summer season, I've worried over whether we'll get additional pastoral support here at McCabe. I've worried over whether we'll find our next staff organist and choir accompanist. I've worried over who will help cover our congregational care needs. I've worried about whether my husband's work schedule will allow us to take a much-needed vacation together. And then I worried about how to get everything covered here at church once we were finally able to schedule that vacation. The past couple of months, I've worried about all of these things and more. Then I've heard Jesus say, but do not worry about tomorrow. The daily bread I've needed these past couple of months is the daily bread of assurance. And thankfully, in the midst of my worry, God provided as God always does. In the midst of a hectic, anxiety-filled day, I would inevitably receive a word of encouragement from one of you, or a ministry plan would come together in a meaningful way, or I'd have the opportunity to do some idea sharing and get creative. That's how I've experienced God's providence, and I hope that as I've been talking these last many minutes, I hope that you have thought about ways in which you have experienced God's providence, either recently or in the past, in a time of deep worry and anxiety. The good news is that God is working to provide exactly what you need for whatever you are going through right now. Whether the daily bread is what you need, whatever the daily bread is that you need, God is working to provide it. That's the good news of this gospel reading. Jesus says, "Do not worry. Your Heavenly Father knows what you need." It's right there in Jesus' words. We hear it read and we can see it on the biblical page. Don't worry. God knows what you need. It's good news. But it can be horribly difficult to internalize, right? Give us this day our daily bread. God, provide us with what we need. So often God's providence functions like hindsight. When we look back, it's 2020. But in the middle of all of the stuff of life, in the middle of all that is worrisome, our vision isn't always so perfect. We worry and we stumble around in the dark, searching desperately for God's presence and provision. Knowing some of your stories, knowing some of your worries, I can only imagine the ways in which each of you is desperately searching for God's providence in your life right now. Knowing some of your worries, I can only imagine the daily bread you are praying for. Strength in the midst of a recent diagnosis, comfort after the death of a dear one, hope for a wayward child, relief from financial concerns, a breakthrough for a loved one struggling with an addiction. You name the worry, you name the daily bread that's needed, you will find it here in every single worship service we have at this church. Jesus says, "Do not worry," not because there's nothing in our world worth worrying about. Of all people, our Lord and Savior understood there are all sorts of things in this world worth worrying about. But far more important than anything we could worry about, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ trusted to his core in God's providence. He knew that in everything, God would provide for his needs. And he knew that in everything, God will provide for our needs. And so we pray to God, give us this day our daily bread. Give us what we need. Because what we need is so much more important than what we want. And only God, our Heavenly Father and Creator, only God truly sees and knows our needs. Also, I don't know about you, but when I'm lost in a moment or a day or an entire season of worry, of lacking trust in God's provision in my own life, a surefire way for me to gain perspective and to get myself out of that worry, if even for a little while, is to help be God's provision for someone else. Whether that's by bringing non-perishable food items to the church for our little free pantry, or by signing up to help with the banquet in some way, or by being a listening ear or a shoulder for crying, getting outside of myself and my own worry in order to help someone else brings a sense of joy and peace, even if for a moment. I'm not going to tell you not to worry. Jesus has told us that enough times already today. But I will encourage you to trust in God's mysterious providence. I will encourage you to trust that God will indeed give you the daily bread you need, whatever that daily bread may be. because God is working to provide whatever each of us needs, not only today, but tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next, from now until eternity. Thanks be to God.